The following content is not suitable for children.
So let's do this with movies.
With movies. Welcome to 4Play Radio, Couples and Sex Therapy. I'm Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fallon, your couples therapist.
And we are passionate about talking about sex and helping you develop a way to talk to each other.
Our mission is to help our audience develop a healthier relationship to sex that integrates the mind, the heart, and the body.
Hey, sign up for our couples retreat on October 1st. Great sex, great love. Just the two of you. More details at the end of this episode. Okay, G, what's your favorite movie?
Whew, I got a lot of them. Probably like a
couple of them.
Action movies, Star Wars, or
I know you're a Star Wars fan.
Game of Thrones, or like I like the action, the adventure.
Game of Thrones, sexy. There are some sexy, moments in Star Wars too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your favorite movie?
I like Legends of the Fall and probably Love Actually.
All good movies.
All good movies.
There's so many of them.
Let's talk about sex in the movies and
we
sensuality.
Go genres.
I want to help people with sensuality.
Sensuality, okay.
One of the things that people say to me often is that my partner doesn't know how to touch me sensually. And, you know, they're too rough. It's forced. It's always hurried. You know, they always want to get to intercourse or something. And they have no idea kind of what sensuality means to their partner.
Right.
And I think that men and women like sensuality. I don't think it's just a female thing. But a patient said the other day, she was talking about her partner. And she said, you know, when he initiates sex, it's a grope. It's not a caress. You know, I want him to take the back of his hand and move it down the side of my breast. That to me, so sexy. But instead, he just grabs my breast from behind and I feel invaded.
I think a lot of men have mixed signals. they see some shows where that happens and it works great and then it doesn't work so great for them. And it's, I mean, I think what we're going to get to in this is, you know, seduction or sensuality is so based on attunement, right? Where this person's at and what they're looking for. And you got to be able to read that and to be flexible and to adjust. And like, just because you think it's working doesn't mean it's going to work. And, you know, so that this guy that you're saying that just gropes, that probably is working for him, right? That he's thinking
he turns on that way.
This is expressing my desire for you in a very direct way, right? Which is testosterone driven, but it's not, you know, it's not such a turn on for her because she's not there where he's at.
Yep.
So how do we help these men get more sensual to kind of recognize?
Okay, and women, right? And women, but there's a writer, she's on Medium, her name is Mei Ping, and she said something that I thought was beautiful. She said, sensuality is like a pure act of giving. You're saying with your touch, let me help your body let its guard down. Let me help your body feel safe. Let me help your body feel pleasure. And I was like, ooh, that's so process oriented.
Nice.
You know, versus goal driven. It's about the senses. Sensuality is about our senses and engaging all of our senses versus being outcome driven or our mind, what we just love in our mind. It's really sinking into our body.
It's great.
So
exploration is such a key word for me. That's that green brain, that curiosity, that just not knowing the outcome, just kind of going on a journey. The not knowing, right? How important that is.
You've said that before. Could you say a little further about that? Like you're talking about the mystery of what might unfold between partners or...
Yeah, that not knowing zone, that liminal space, there's so many possibilities. My partner might not like this. My partner might really like this. I might like this. I might not. I really don't know what's going to happen. Mystery is a great word, right? Mm-hmm. That's very different than that goal-oriented, you know, I want this to work and I want, you know, and if it doesn't, I'm going to get my feelings hurt, right? Mm-hmm. This just not knowing. Can we become more comfortable with not knowing?
So true. So I thought about movies and things that I had seen and sensual moves that I picked up from in the movies. And it's really going to reveal my age because these are old movies. But, you know, there's different things that I think might be helpful to people for ideas and just to pause and consider how might I make my sexual experience more sensual.
I got my pen out, Lori. I'm going to take notes on this.
Okay, you take notes, buddy.
We're going to get
I'm trying
some
to help you.
Here. Thank you.
So one of my favorite shows, I'm in North Carolina, and it's Bull Durham. You know, actually, Awakenings is going to see the Durham Bulls. My company is going to a ball game there. And it's all about this kind of team that wasn't really great. And anyway, finally, the guy who's kind of the star of the show, Kevin Costner, gets together with the woman. And
he throws lots of curveballs.
He throws lots of curveballs. But there's this love scene that's kind of a conglomeration of their first weekend together. And at some point, he's painting her toenails. And all you see is her face. You know, and she's dying, you know, like it's so exciting to her and she's kind of relishing his ticklish touch. But that's all you see. You don't exactly know what he's doing. And then, of course, it pans down to the fact that he's painting her toenails. And it was just like it was so sexy. It was so sensual. Him touching her feet. You could feel it.
The anticipation.
The anticipation.
So important.
Exactly.
I mean, she's getting his full attention to her toes. Right.
Right.
And he's in no rush, right? Just can feel how that anticipation is growing between the two of them.
Yeah, it was a great scene. I think, you know, also recognizing the erogenous zone of her feet. So many people rush to touch breasts or ass or direct genitals, and they don't know how maybe focusing a little bit somewhere else could be so sexy and sensual. And letting their partner's body feel pleasure, feel safe, let their guard down.
I'll never forget after September 11th. And, you know, I was down at ground zero for months. And then they started to try to get us some help in relaxing. And, you know, so they would have massages or they would do acupuncture. They would have these things that would try to help the first responders. And I signed up for reflexology. I had no idea what it was. And then I get in a room and like, they're like, take your shoes off. And I go rub my feet. I was like, what are you nuts? Like nobody touches my feet. I don't know how I'm even here. Right. And it was probably one of the most amazing relaxing things I've ever experienced in my life. Right. And I'm with you with the toes here. I never thought that would be something, but it is.
That is very cool. I have bad feet, so I go for foot massages every week just to heal them, really. But okay. So another movie that I thought was sensual was Out of Africa. And Robert Redford shampoos Meryl Streep's hair like early in the afternoon, long before they make love. And they're in Africa. And of course, there are wild animals all along. And she just kind of sinks into this experience. He's got like a tub and a pitcher of water and he's sure her eyes are closed in ecstasy and he's enjoying himself and it is really sensual.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
That is a great movie to see. Another one of my favorites.
Well, I love that you're trying to help our listeners with some visuals because we have lots of words and yet there's something about seeing it in action to start kind of learning some of these moves. Just the pacing of it to not rushing, the build in that anticipation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you were taking a bath together or taking a shower together and offering, let me shampoo your hair. I mean, that would be awesome. But I think, again, you know, playing with a person's hair. My husband loves it when he puts his head in my lap and I just rub his hair. Unfortunately, it doesn't turn him on. It makes him go to sleep. It's like the fastest way to get my husband to relax if he's tense. I just rub his hair. But, you know,
you got a small window. Rub it not too much where he goes to sleep, just enough to relax him. All right, all right. Yeah,
exactly. But I do think, you know, this is, again, an example of sensuality and playing with someone's hair. Before or afterwards or in the afterglow, that can feel really good. Somebody told me, I go over to my partner's house and they play with my hair. And it's just like, they don't stop touching me. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I love these examples. And, you know, most of them of the woman receiving. But men love their feet rubbed too. And they love their hair rubbed and their hair shampooed. That this is something not just to give your partner, but for something you to receive too. I think for a lot of men, when they start to receive these sensual acts, it makes it easier for them to want to give it. mm-hmm. right? That's that reciprocal nature.
I love that you're saying that too. And let's come back with a couple of ideas about what women might do as well. Movie nice. Ideas. Mm-hmm. Hey, 4Play fam. I'm so excited about our upcoming couples retreat on October 1st, starting at 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I really want you to consider, if you've been a listener for a while, to do this with us. George and I are going to spend the whole day with you. We have lectures and exercises designed really to help you get a hold of your mind, body, and heart and how that relates to your sexual experience with your partner. You know, we're going to talk about sexual pursuit, sexual withdrawing, and kind of how the cycle can take over and how to think about it in a new way. Not only that, you've been listening, so I know you're thinking with me, but I want you to apply it. I want you to really take the time to work on your sex life and your emotional connection. There's no public sharing, so you do not have to talk to anybody. It's by Zoom, so you know it's really easy peasy to be private. All the exercises, we're only asking you to share with your partner, not with the group. Some people do share with the group, but that's no big deal. You don't have to. You can keep this completely between yourselves. And it's fun. It's funny. George, of course, is hilarious, and I try to be funny too. So join us. You know, it's important to apply what we're learning so that we change our lives instead of just kind of accumulating in our heads with, you know, head knowledge. So I would like you to join us. Think about bringing that sizzle back. Think about sex as being an important part of your life, especially if you're a withdrawer. You know, how can I bring this to my partner in a way that is still comfortable for me? Let's spend the day deepening your connection, improving your intimacy with your partner, and talking about all this. Okay, I invite you, go to the resource section at foreplayradiosextherapy.com and find all the information there, the data there, and spend the day with us.
Lori, really excited about the Success and Vulnerability Project. We are really pushing the leading edges of therapy and breaking down the process and in moment, session by session, choice points. Why does this work? What intervention are you using? If it works, what do you do next? I mean, this is the next level for therapists. If you want to up your game, you want to see real clinical examples, you want to break down the process, you want demonstrations, you want teaching. I mean, it's all there. Really exciting, good stuff.
It is. I love it. I listen to the new modules repeatedly. It's great information. I'm learning, you know, still in the process, and it is good. I love what you guys do teaching and the demonstrations. They're fun, they're funny, and they're really helpful to my work. So this is training for therapists. If you'd like this training, go to successinvulnerability.com. It's all one word, successinvulnerability.com. The series Outlander is really filmed to show sexuality and sensuality from a female perspective. It's one of the best on TV. Have you seen it? Have you seen any of it?
I have, and it was my mother's guilty little
pleasure
obsession. She would kind of watch this old lady sitting there watching these love scenes. Like, and she'd come watch Outlander with me. I'd sit down like, oh my God, this feels like semi-pornography here. I don't know what is going on here. But, you know, it was, I mean, there's some great scenes around, you know, talk about best sex. I mean, they're hitting all cylinders, right? They're totally emotionally vulnerable with each other. Mm-hmm. They allow their erotic minds to go. They're in their bodies. I mean, it is a great example of lovemaking.
It is. It is. And probably why it's so popular is kind of the point of view that they say it's film from the female gaze, not necessarily a woman looking at his beautiful body, but her point of view about what makes it hot for women. Mm. And the one scene that I wanted to highlight that I thought was sensual was really about temperature. I think it's the wedding night and she's completely naked. And of course she has a beautiful body, but he drapes across her naked body the cold pearls. It's a wedding gift from his mother. So it's his mother's pearls and he gives them to her and he drapes it over her neck. And I think every woman watching that can feel the cold pearls sliding across her chest. You know, I mean, it was so great. And I think it was so sensual. You know, it was really about temperature. It's another thing to think about as we explore sensuality. There's an old movie, it's 9 1/2 weeks. It's very sexual. But he's exploring all kinds of tastes and touch and temperature with his lover. And, you know, he touches her with an ice cube. And, of course, it's all with permission. And, you know, I think temperature changes can be really sensual if we're intentional about how we do that.
Yeah, again, getting specific. So you have temperature, you have text style, right? You have pressure, a squeeze, a hard, firm, a tickle. Like, what are the different types of touch that are our tools to use with our partner?
Mm-hmm. And you talked about what a woman might do. There's a scene in Dirty Dancing, another old movie, and she's, you know, she reaches out and kind of drags her hand from his shoulder across his back, his arms, his hips, and just, you know, walks around him looking at his body and touching him just kind of with this really slow hand. And it was very, very sensual. And then, of course, she closes her eyes and lets herself dance with him. And, it, you know, everybody thinks that's sexual and sensual. And it was. Right. But I think as a woman observing a man touching his body in this slow way with kind of pleasure, that's super sexy and super sensual.
I keep thinking about the scene when she jumps in the air and he pushes her up.
Yeah.
But dancing is a great example of sensuality,
right?
That you could just, it's that attunement again, that you're anticipating, you're not knowing, you're responding to each other. I think in all these scenes, what's really a turn on for men is the women in these scenes are actively engaged. They want it for themselves. This mm-hmm. isn't something they're just doing for their partner, mm-hmm. right? They're fully involved in the process too, because they want it for themselves. So that's also, I think, part of this equation of sensuality that starts to awaken in each other more of that desire, hitting the gas pedal.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I think is really sensual is intense observation. And my favorite, Love Actually, one of the scenarios in it is a man is, he's the photographer at this couple's wedding, and he basically captures the bride in every soft moment, every look, every tender, beautiful, you know, moment that she has as a bride. And it's the way he's watching her, the way he looks at her, and he's able to do that. It's basically his love or his fantasy or his, you know, attraction to her is so evident. And, you know, she comes out stunningly beautiful. Of course, the actress is beautiful, but I think it was very sexy because it was his observation. You know, nobody can capture somebody like that unless you kind of feel the love behind it. Mm-hmm. I have a woman friend who takes pictures of her husband, and attractive guy anyway, but her pictures, she makes him look smoking hot every single time. It's the way she sees him.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's the love that she has. I recently saw Shallow with Brad Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
And great film, sad ending, but great film, you know, of this
spoiler alert,
super hot connection. And they're singing together. That's, you know, at some point, just their joining forces and creativity. And that was a really hot scene. The way they look at each other, the way they express it, the joy that he has when she really lets go with her voice, kind of reminiscent of a man finding joy and pleasure in a woman letting go in her orgasm. I mean, it was all about singing, but you knew exactly what they were trying to show.
Yeah, I love in all these examples, the couple is experiencing something simultaneously. It might be dancing, it might be singing, it might be being awed by nature, it might be watching your child walk, but there's something about the shared experience of being in it together that really kind of gets people on the same frequency, right, of engaging. Right. And it's where it seems like the body is the most open and responsive to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And to see how intentional these people are, like they're taking their time. They're kind of stretching out the moment. When we talk about those qualities of best sex, you can see them all here. They're present. They're in their bodies. They're, you know, they're vulnerable. They're open. Like they're taking risks. I mean, it's no wonder why it's such great sex, but I love that you're trying to give visuals to this. You're trying to get people like it. You can listen to the words, but look at it. So your eyes will tell you, like, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. how do we get more of that in our relationship? Mm-hmm. How do we kind of be more intentional in trying to awaken our bodies to be more sensual? It's such a great journey.
Right. And sensuality, just I think as you were talking, I'm hearing it really takes engagement. Mm-hmm. It takes us thinking about it and maybe a bit of planning and maybe just a fantasy in our own brains that we can recreate something that, you know, would give pleasure to our partner's body and engage their senses. I mean, it is that engagement. It's not, I mean, I suppose you could do something, here, let me put some pearls on you, you know, that would fall flat. I did everything Lori said and it fell flat. I don't know why, but it's the heart. It's the heart engagement.
I always encourage couples who are trying to be more sensual to touch their partner two different ways. Start off for a minute or two, touching your partner the way you think your partner wants to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
And then stop. And then for 2 minutes, try to touch your partner the way you like to be touched. To just see like the range that we have in touch. You might think your partner likes tickling or some scratching. But then when you try to use your own body to see what you like, you're probably going to use different body parts, right? Instead mm-hmm. of using your nails, you might use your palm and be like, I kind of like the way that feels. It's amazing. You know, I know I've tried. I was like, wow, what a difference, right? When you're trying to touch somebody for you versus touch them for them. So mm-hmm. that can be something our listeners can play with.
And both of them are important. I mean, sometimes trading off, you know, sometimes we're pleasing our partners, sometimes we're pleasing ourselves. And I think what is good about long-term lovers is that trading off may happen seamlessly, you know, and we allow our partner to do the thing that pleases them sometimes. And sometimes we take over and we're pleasing ourselves and it makes it more alive.
I love that trading off, but being aware of that. So many people just touch in the way they think their partner wants. And then mm-hmm. touch becomes a chore or a job or, mm-hmm. and it's not. So yes, I love this idea of trading off. Like let's be flexible. Let's try both and go mm-hmm. back and forth.
Right. We've got to give and sometimes we got to take and that can be sexy and sensual.
That's definitely happening in Outlander. My mom's sitting on that watching them go back and forth between these different forms of touch.
I Jamie. Love that you would watch this with your mother.
Well, listen,
that is a good son.
There were some embarrassing moments, but I get why she liked the show, and you know, I hope they're in heaven right now. That my father's okay with it too, right? She had a crush on Jamie. He's a handsome man, and he kind of knew what he was doing. So what the heck?
I'm sure your father got it. Okay, so we just encourage you to go to the movies, steal some of these sensual moves and try them out with your partner, engage your senses, your own and your partner's senses, and see if you can come up with things that really deepen the experience sexually so that you're bringing your heart and your body and your mind to the whole experience.
Or better yet, make your own movies.
Or take a risk, make your own movies.
There you go.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Keep it hot.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY, the number 4, play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.